至少要把这个打开。我们开始的时候，我们先来念一些神的话。
Let's begin with some scripture readings.
因为我们知道，我们多读神的话的人的话就少一些。
And the more we read God's word, the less we have with humans' word.
我们第一处来念《使徒行传》第一章。
First scripture, Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth
接下来我们要翻到旧约出埃及记。
And then the Old Testament Exodus.
我们先要念第一处是在十七章。
Chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章，我们先念第八节到第十三节。
Exodus chapter 17 from verse 8 to 13.
那时亚麻利人来到腓力丁和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说你为我们选出人来出去和亚麻利人征战于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行和亚麻利人征战摩西亚伦与户尔都上了山顶摩西何时举手以色列人就得胜何时垂手亚麻利人就得胜但摩西的手发沉他们就搬石头来放在他以下他就坐在上面亚伦与户尔扶着他的手一个在这边一个在那边他的手就稳住直到日落的时候约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓
Exodus chapter 17 verse 8 to 13 Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim and Moses said to Joshua Choose us some men and go out fight with AmalekTomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Ur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him,And he sat on it, and Aaron and Ur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
接下来在二十四章十二节十三节。
Chapter 24, verse 12 to 13.
耶和华对摩西说，你上山到我这里来，住在这里。我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你使你可以教训百姓摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山
Then the Lord said to Moses Come up to me on the mountain and be there and I will give you the tablets of stone and the law and the commandments which I have written that you may teach them So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua And Moses went up to the mountain of God.
三十二章十五节到第十八节。
Chapter 32, verse 15 to 18.
摩西转身下山，手里拿着两块法板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字，是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上。约书亚一听见百姓呼喊的声音就对摩西说在营里有征战的声音摩西说这不是人打胜仗的声音也不是人打败仗的声音我所听见的乃是人歌唱的声音
And Moses turned and went down from the mountain and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand The tablets were written on both sides on the one side and on the other side they were writtenNow the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. But he said, it is not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear.
33章第七节到第十一节。
Chapter 33, verse 7 to 11.
摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。他称这帐篷为会幕，凡求问耶和华的，就到营外的会幕那里去。当摩西出营到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来，个人站在自己帐篷的门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话，众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来，个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was, whenever Moses went out to the Tabernacle, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the Tabernacle. And it came to pass, when Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped, each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But the servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
下面请大家翻到民数记。
Next, let's turn to Numbers. Numbers.
我们读民数记第十一章二十七到二十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 27 to 29.
有个少年人跑来告诉摩西说，伊利达、米达在营里说预言。摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人，说请我主摩西禁止他们。摩西对他说，你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿耶和华的百姓都受感说话，愿耶和华把他的灵降在他们身上。
And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp.So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to him, Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them.
接下来我们要翻到约书亚记。
Next, let's turn to Joshua.
第一章一到三节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
最后我们读二十四章二十九节。
Last, let's read chapter 24, verse 29.
这些事以后，耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正一百一十岁就死了。
Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
好，我们低头有些祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们也感谢你，主啊，你自己再一次能够把我们带到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. You gathered us together before you once again.
因为你叫我们能够来一起，能够来更多的认识基督。
So we can know you more.
因为当我们能够更多认识基督的时候，我们就更多的能够爱我们的基督。
The more we know Jesus, the more we love our Jesus.
我们就为着下面这一点点时间，我们就仰望在恩主的手中。
We commit the time unto your hands.
我们实在是求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想一开始要跟大家说，还有两天就是中国的新年。
I want to say that only two days later will be Chinese New Year.
啊，我现在应该跟大家说新年好。
I should say Happy New Year.
啊，昨天晚上在我们家，我们查经小组有一个新年的聚会。
Yesterday we had a New Year gathering in my house.
其实神很恩待我们啊，我们中国人至少一年可以过两次年。嗯。
God is very gracious to us. We as Chinese, we can celebrate New Year twice a year.
因为我们可以有更多的一次机会，把我们的感谢赞美归给我们的主。
We have more time, more chances to give our thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们至少一年有两次机会可以来唱这一首歌，叫做《又是一年正起手》。
So we twice a year we have the chance to sing the song. Another year is dawning.
Yeah.所以我们在感恩聚会的时候，我们有一个小朋友，他才小学三年级。
During our meeting, there was a kid, he was a third grader.
他就说，过去一年他最感恩的有一件事情。
He said, he wants to, in the past year, he has something to give thanksgiving about.
他感谢主，让他的外公能够信主。
He thanked the Lord that his grandfather has become a believer.
我不知道我们在座的有没有在过去一年蒙恩得救的。
I don't know if anyone of you were saved by grace last year.
我们也感谢赞美主，这个实在是神加给我们的恩典。
We thank the Lord. This is truly His grace.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都知道一件事情。
We all know, each one of us who were saved by grace, we all know one thing.
因为当我们一得救的时候，我们的生命就被改变了。
After we were saved, our lives were changed.
我们就变得不一样了。
We are different.
这个不一样呢，不是说我们每天的生活不一样了。
It's not that our daily lives are different.
我们得救后，我们仍然要生活在我们以前的生活的环境的当中。
After we were saved, we continued to live in our daily lives.
我们仍然要面对同样的学习、工作、家庭，包括我们的孩子。
We still have to face the same problems as in our work, our study, and our family, our children.
我们每天所要面对的，也同样有同样的需要、同样的难处。
We have the same difficulties every day.
不会因为我们蒙恩得救了，这些难处就减少了。
And it's not that after we were saved that we have less troubles.
我们做学生的，不会因为我们得救了，你的考试就变得容易了。
As a student, not that you after you are saved, your exam will be easier.
你仍然要认真努力的学习。
You still have to study hard.
我们做丈夫的或者做妻子的。
As husbands and wives.
我们得救以后，我们在家庭中仍然有很多的挑战。
After we were saved, we still have many challenges in our families.
否则圣经中就不会多次提到你们做丈夫的当如何行，你们做妻子的当如何行。
So in the Bible, otherwise the Bible won't mention over and over again as wives you should and husbands you should.
我们的身体也不会因为我们蒙恩得救了就变得永远健康。
And now, we cannot be forever healthy after we were saved.
我们的身体也一样会渐渐的衰残。
Our body will be perishing.
我们的年龄也不会因为我们得救了就永远保持年轻。
We won't be young forever after we were saved.
我们也一样会慢慢的变老。
We will age.
大概 很多年前，大概十年前啊，我假如到这里，我带着我的孩子来的时候。
I remember 10 years ago, I came here with my children.
可能一些弟兄姐妹就说，哦，你的孩子怎么还这么小？
Many brothers and sisters said, oh, your kids are so little.
如果今天我带来的孩子来的时候。
If I bring my children today,
弟兄姐妹就会说，哇，你的孩子已经这么大了。
You will say, oh, they are older.
所以这个就一直提醒我，一直在面面的慢慢的变老。
So this keeps reminding me I am growing older.
那么我们得救以后，到底哪里变得不一样了呢
？So after we were saved, what was the difference?
我们都知道这个唯一的不一样就是我们一得救我们里面的生命就被改变了
The only difference is after we were saved our life, inner life was changed
我们的外面可能还是一样
Outwardly still the same
但我们里面有了一个新的生命
But inside we have a new life
因为这个不一样的新的生命要我们来现在来照着神的旨意而行
This new life makes us to work according to God's will.
让我们是为着神的旨意而活。
To live according to God's will.
我们没有得救之前，我们所做的、我们所行的，都凭着人自己的意思去行。
Before we were saved, and what we have done or thought are according to our own will.
凭着人自己觉得的对。对错去行
or according to the standard of our own
或者按照我自己做人的标准而行
according to my own standard
但我们得救以后一个最根本的一个改变就是我们现在的行事为人不再听我们自己的意思
after we were saved the fundamental change was we no longer work according to our own will
我们要来遵循神的旨意。
We should follow God's will.
所以圣经说到，无论是我们平时的或吃或喝，都不是为着我们自己，而是为了要荣耀神。
The Bible says, whatever we do, we either drink or eat, it's not for us, it's to glorify God.
我们被造是因为神的旨意。
We were created for God's will.
我们被造也是为着神的旨意。
We were created, For God's will.
我们被造是为着神是为着神的荣耀。
We were created for God's glory.
我们被造是为着来彰显和见证神的荣耀。
We were created to manifest and with bear testimonies of God's glory.
所以我们发现，我们来读圣经的时候
，We will read the Bible.
主在升天前对他门徒的呼召。
Before the ascendance of our Lord, he called his disciples.
主告诉他的门徒，要他们在全地做我的见证。
He said, he called his disciples to be his witnesses in the world.
主呼召他的门徒来做他的见证。
The Lord called his disciples to be his witnesses.
换一句话说，主的门徒就是主的见证。
In other words,The Lord's disciples are the Lord's witnesses.
所以为着这个原因，主来呼召我们来成为他的门徒。
For this reason, the Lord called us to be his disciples.
来成为他的见证。
To be his witnesses.
所以当我们来读福音书的时候，我们可以发现一件事情。
When we read the Gospels, we can see one thing.
我们发现主出来传道没过多久，他就来呼召门徒。
After not long after the Lord came out to preach, he started to call his disciples.
他没过多久，他就来呼召彼得跟安德烈。
Not too long after, he started calling Peter and Andrew.
来呼召雅各跟约翰。
And called Jacob and John.
来呼召这些门徒来跟从他。
Called them to follow him.
如果我们仔细读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible carefully,
主来呼召这些门徒来跟从他的时候早于主在地上所行的第一个神迹
It is early that when the Lord called his disciples to follow him then the time when he performed the miracles on the earth
我们都知道主降世为人是要为了寻找拯救失丧的人。
We know that the Lord became the flesh on this world in order to save the lost.
但他拯救我们的目的不仅仅是让我们蒙恩得救而已。
The purpose of his salvation was not just to save us alone.
主要我们起来来跟随他，来做他的门徒。
He wanted us to rise up to follow him to be his disciples.
来成为他的见证，这个是神的工作。
To be his witnesses, that's the work of God.
所以主在当时不仅呼召了彼得、约翰跟雅各来跟从他。
Not only had the Lord called Peter, Andrew, Jacob to follow him.
所以今天一样，主来呼召我们每一个人来跟从他，来做他的门徒。
Today the Lord is calling us, each one of us, to follow him, to be his disciples.
所以我们要知道一个事实。
So we should know one fact.
我们重生得救以后，就应该是主的门徒。
After we were born again, and we should be the Lord's disciples.
所以我们今天的问题不是说我们到底是不是主的门徒。
So the question today is not that are we truly the Lord's disciples.
我们所要问的一个问题是，我们是不是一个像样的主的门徒。
The question is, are we the genuine disciples of the Lord?
我们是不是做主的门徒所应该做的事。
Are we doing what the disciples ought to do?
所以我们知道我们中国人的孩子生下来应该就是中国人。
We know that the Chinese baby are Chinese baby.
虽然他们可能有不同国家的护照。
We know that they have different passports.
他们生下来就他们生下来就是中国孩子，这个不是问题。
We know that they are Chinese. This is not a problem.
所以问题是他们有没有活出中国孩子的样子。
The problem is, do they live out the likeness of Chinese?
比如他们从小有没有就开始学钢琴？
Like the if they started practicing piano when they were young.
所以门徒，主的门徒，门徒有一个意思，就是学习的人。
So the disciple has one meaning, that is to learn.
但这个学习的呢，不是一般仅仅学习知识的人。
This learning is not just to learn the knowledge.
因为门徒跟学生还是不一样。
So, because disciples are different from students.
因为做学生，我只要学到了知识，我通过了考试，我就可以毕业了。
As a student, you can graduate as long as you learn some knowledge and pass exams.
但这个不是门徒。
That is not disciples.
不错，我们知道门徒是一群学习的人。
We know that disciples are the people who are learning.
但门徒更是一些愿意把所学的能够来行出来的人。
Disciples also are those who are willing to practice what they have learned.
门徒是一群他们愿意不断的学习，不断的把所学的要行出来的人。
Disciples are the ones who are continued to practice what they have learned.
其实，在我们当中，我想我们所有人做学生不是一件很难的事情。
We know for most of us, it's not difficult to be a student.
在我聚会的地方有一个姊妹。
From my our gathering, we have a sister.
她已经有两个博士学位。
She already has two PhDs.
现在她正在攻读第三个博士学位。
Now she's working on the third one.
在读第三个学位的时候呢，她还生了一个孩子。
And she even gave birth to a baby. At the same time.
所以我们知道做学生其实不是一件非常难的事。
So we know that to be a student is not that difficult.
但要来做主的门徒就不是一件容易的事。
But to be the Lord's disciple is not that easy.
所以主曾经说过，被召的人多，选上的人少。
The Lord has said, for many are called, but few are chosen.
我们每一个蒙恩得救重生的人都是门召来做主的门徒。
Each one of us who are saved by grace were called to be his disciples.
但我们是不是每一个门得救的人，是不是都被主选上的呢？
Are we all the chosen ones who were called?
因为主要把他的见证，要把他自己托付给那些能够被他选上的人。
Because the Lord wanted to entrust himself, entrust his witness to those who were called by him.
如果我们是一个真正有心要跟随主的门徒的话，
If we are the genuine disciples of the Lord, are willing to follow him.
如果我们心里面有心要关心主的见证的基督徒的话，
If we truly care about the Lord's witnesses,
就会有心来问我们怎么样子能够来被主选上。
We will ask the question, how can we be chosen by the Lord?
这取决于我们是不是愿意来跟随主来学习。
That it depends on if we are willing to follow the Lord to learn.
我们是不是愿意在基督的学校里来学习？
If we are willing to learn in the school of Christ.
是不是愿意在基督里接受训练？
If we're willing to accept the training in Christ.
哦，如果我们讲到学习的话，我们都会想到我们学习的学校跟老师。
When we talk about study, we think of the students and the school and the teacher.
如果我们当中的弟兄姐妹的孩子准备要上学的话，
If your kids are going to school.
你在买房子的时候呢，你就会考虑在一件事情。
When you before you buy the houses, you will think about one thing.
当我记得我们开始买第一个房子的时候
，I remember when we bought our first house.
有人就告诉我们买房子呢。就是 location, location, and location.
They told us that to buy a house, just location, location, location.
因为我们当时还没有孩子，我们就觉得这个 location 那个地点，无非就是这个房子的交通比较方便，社区的环境比较好而已。
At that time, we did not have children, so we thought, a location, that's just about the environment and the.Convenience of the transportation.
但当我们有了孩子以后，才体会到什么叫做这个三个 location.
After we had children, and we started to learn what the three words location means.
就是小学的 location, 中学的 location, 还有高中的 location.
The location of elementary school, middle school, and high school.
我们可能为了让我们孩子进一个好的学区，我们巴不得我们买的房子呢就在学校的边上。
In order for our kids to be in the good school district, we wanted to even buy the house by the school.
这样才能保证无论你怎么样子重新划区 rezone 你都是在好的学区里面。
So it is guaranteed, no matter how you rezone, and we are still in the best school district.
但我们每一个来跟随主的门徒不一样。
But each one of us who are the Lord's disciples are different.
我们不用来担心这个学区和学校的问题。
We don't have to worry about school district or schools.
因为我们一门得救以后，神就把我们放在一个最好的学校里。
Because after we were saved by grace, God has put us into the best school.
就是基督的学校。
That is the school of Christ.
而且我们也有了最好的老师。
We have the best teacher.
因为基督就是我们的最好的老师。
Christ is our best teacher.
而同时呢，在这个基督的学校里，只有一个学习的科目。
And in this school, there is only one subject.
就是来学习基督。
It's to learn of Christ.
我们已经开始已经知道了基督的学校，这个学校当中的老师和这个学校所要教的。
We already knew that about the school of Christ and the teacher and the subject.
我们很自然的就会来看在这个学校里学习的学生。
And now let's see the students in this school.
不是我们上了好的学校，有了好的老师，我们就一定呢就成为一个好的学生了。
Not that we go to the good school, we have the good teacher, and that we can become the good students.
那么怎么能够成为一个好的学生？成为好学生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important in order to be a good student?
有一次我问那个我的孩子，那时候孩子还在小学的时候。
When my kids were still in elementary school, I asked him.
他告诉我，做好的学生最重要的呢，就是要聪明，要 smart.
He told me it is the most important to be smart in order to be a good kid.
因为在世人的眼中，这个是一个非常好的一个回答。
Because that's a very good answer.
因为世上的学校都喜欢选那些非常聪明 smart 的学生。
Because the worldly school are all willing to choose those smart kids.
但我们的主不是这样子。
But our Lord is not like this.
因为圣经说，我们的主所选的按着肉体呢，有智慧的不多。
Because the Bible has said, those who are called.Are not many wise according to the Bible.
有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
Are not many mighty, not many noble.
他拣选了世上愚拙的，拣选了世上软弱的，也拣选了世上卑贱的。
He has chose the foolish things and the weak things and the foolish things and the weak things.
我们都很熟悉主在地上所召的门徒的当中。
We are all familiar with the disciples that the Lord had called on this earth.
有不少就是打鱼的，也有做税吏的。
Some are fishermen, some are tax collectors.
他门徒当中也有一些人是非常激进的，也非常好战。
Some are very irritable.
所以用世人的眼光来看，这些人可能智商不会太高。
And according to the worldly standard, they probably don't have a high IQ.
我们看这些记载，他们的情商可能也不是很高。
According to the scripture, their EQ may not be high as well.
就像彼得，他把所有周围的人全部都得罪了。
And like Peter, he upset all the people around him.
但我们要感谢我们的主。
Well, we thank the Lord.
我们是在基督的学校里面做学生。
We are the students in the school of Christ.
我们都可以来承认，我们都是软弱的，我们都是贫穷的，我们都是无有的。
We confess that we are all weak and poor and we don't have anything.
因为在基督的学校里是没有天才的。
Because there is no There is no genius in the school of Christ.
所以我们都要来承认，我们是何等的缺乏，我们对主的认识是实在是非常的少。
We know that we do not know the Lord much.
所以我们对基督的认识有太多的不知道，太多的不认识。
We have a lot of things that we don't know about Christ.
所以我们要刚才所唱的诗歌就是说愿我们更多的认识基督。
So just as the hymn has said, we want to know more about Jesus.
我们需要在每件事上每一个认识上面都要来学习。
We ought to learn on every matter about Jesus.
所以我们的问题不是说我们在的学校好不好，我们的老师好不好，也不在乎于我们到底有没有需要。
So the question is not about the school, the teacher, or our need.
我们的问题是我们在基督的学校里有没有好好的学习。
The question is, are we truly learning in the school of Christ?
我们是不是很多的时候我们只不过是混在基督的学校里？
Are we just among those in the school?
我们一方面可能出了埃及，但是另外一方面呢，我们却永远进不到迦南的美地。
On one hand, we came out of Egypt, but on the other hand, we had never entered into Canaan.
我们很多的时候实在是浪费了神给我们的光阴。
Oftentimes we have wasted the time that God has given us.
我们的很多的日子到那一天可能不会被神来数算。
Many of our days will not be counted on the day of the Lord.
在神的眼中，我们很多的日子可能都是我们旷课的日子。
Many days that we are absent in the eyes of the Lord.
下面我们要从旧约的人物约书亚的身上来看如何做一个在基督学校里的学生。
How to be a disciple in the school of Christ through one of the figures in the Old Testament, Joshua.
我们说到约书亚，其实我们大家都非常的熟悉。
We are all familiar with Joshua.
我们熟悉到一个地步，我想我们当中不少人的家里都会挂着或者摆着约书亚在圣经里所说的一句话。
To a point that I know many of the families had one of the words that of Joshua hung in your home.
他就说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That is, as to me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这是约书亚在他晚年的时候属灵最高峰的时候所说的。
That is at the peak of the spiritual life of Joshua, that he said that.
我们要知道约书亚他是经过许多年的学习，经过许多年隐藏的学习，才能够在晚年的时候他的属灵生命达到了这样一个成熟的地步。
We know that after many years of hidden learning,that Joshua reached the peak of the spiritual life.
所以我们知道约书亚是一个真正的在基督的里面认真学习的人。
We know that Joshua is the genuine learner in the school of Christ.
所以下面我们要从约书亚身上的几个品质来看，怎么样子的一个人是在基督里面能够认真的能够来学习。
So let's learn how to be a genuine student in the school of Christ.From a few characters of Joshua.
我们第一个，我们在约书亚身上看到一个重要的和宝贵的品质，就是他有一颗一直愿意学习的心。
The first character was Joshua has a heart of willing to learn.
在圣经中提到约书亚的时候，用的最多的一个称谓就是摩西的帮手。
The most frequent name of Joshua in the Bible was Moses' assistant.
帮手就是随从或者仆人的意思。
Assistant means a follower or a servant.
所以我们说到底，约书亚当时就是摩西的仆人。
We know that Joshua at that time was the servant of Moses.
我们知道圣经里多次记载到约书亚来做摩西的帮手。
We know that the Bible has mentioned many times Joshua was Moses' assistant.
差不多是从以色列人刚出埃及的时候就开始。
It began right after the Exodus.
一直到摩西的离世40多年没有变过。
For 40 years all the way until Moses' death.
甚至当约书亚开始带领以色列人百姓进迦南的时候。
Even after that, when Joshua began to bring the Israelites to enter into Canaan,
耶和华仍然称约书亚是摩西的帮手。
The Lord still called Joshua the Moses' assistant.
所以约书亚在旷野中受到神的训练，在摩西的手下有40年之久。
So it was about 40 years of training under Moses for Joshua.
所以我们知道，当摩西他在西乃山上有40昼夜的时候
，We know that when Moses was on the Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights.
约书亚他就学习忍耐的等在山间，就一直的能够来等候摩西，从来没有离开过。
Joshua learned to be patient, patiently waiting for Moses.
所以他一直在那边学，等候摩西的时候，他就学习了等候的一个功课。
When he was waiting for Moses, he had learned the lesson of waiting.
在旷野的时候，我们开始读到摩西他素常将他的帐篷支搭在营外。
In the wilderness, we see that Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp.
这个帐幕呢，摩西就把它叫成会幕。
He called it the tabernacle of meeting.
所以当摩西离开会幕回到营中去的时候，
After Moses departed the tabernacle and returned to the camp,
约书亚他一个人就不离开那个会幕，一直守在那里。
Joshua alone did not depart from the tabernacle.
所以当他一直侍立在会幕那里的时候，他就看到了神荣耀的景象。
When he was standing at the tabernacle, he saw the view of God's glory.
他就能看见摩西与神面对面说话。
He can see how Moses spoke to God face to face.
所以多年以后，当摩西离开了这个世界之后。
So after many years afterwards, after Moses died,
当神来对约书亚说话的时候，约书亚就知道这是一件何等荣耀的事。
When God spoke to Joshua, Joshua knew how glorious that was.
有一个愿意学习的心，是我们每一个在基督学校里的人要有的品质。
That is one of the characters.For the students in the school of Christ, that is a heart of willing to learn.
神很多的时候把我们放在一个非常看似非常单调枯燥的环境的当中。
Oftentimes God put us into the very seemingly very boring circumstances.
神把我们放在同样的环境家庭或者侍奉当中，能够来不断的好像来磨练我们。
God put us in the same family and circumstances in order to train us.
叫我们年复一年，日复一日，做一些看似非常简单而且琐碎的事情。
He made us to do some seemingly very simple and small things year after year, day by day.
所以这个神是在训练我们，同时他也在暗中能够来观察我们。
That is how God trained us and watched us in a secret place.
看我们是不是有一个像仆人一样愿意的心。
To see if we have the heart of the servant.
看我们是不是愿意伏在神的手下认真的学习。
To see if we are willing to be humble before God and willing to learn.
在我们每天的读经祷告的当中，我们在很多的聚会的当中，我们是不是一直保持着这个愿意学习的心？
Do we keep this heart of willing to learn in our daily Bible study in our gatherings every day?
这些简单的小事或者非常琐碎的，不仅是长期的，往往也是非常的隐藏的。
Those simple and small things.Are not only long term but also hidden.
我们应该把我们的每一次当成是我们做的第一次。
We should consider each time we do these things as the first time.
我们每一次都是一次学习的机会。
Every time was the time of learning.
当我们开始要准备周五查经的时候
，When we are preparing for the Friday Bible study.
你是不是记得你第一次准备查经的时候，跟现在来准备查经的时候，是不是有改变
？Do you notice any difference? Any difference between the first time you were preparing for the Bible study, from that time you were preparing?
愿我们宝贵每一次神给我们这样一个机会。
Let's treasure every time that God has given us.
正因为约书亚他有这样一颗愿意认真学习的心。
Just because Joshua had this heart of willing to learn,
他就在神的手下学到了顺服跟谦卑的功课。
He had learned the lesson of humble and obedience.
所以当他看到耶和华军队的元帅的时候，他就能俯伏在地上，能够来下拜。
So when he saw the captain of the army of the Lord, he can bow down and worship.
他能够来照着耶和华的吩咐，把他的脚上的鞋能够来脱下来。
And he can took off the sandals and according to the commandment of the Lord.
在攻打耶利哥的时候
，When he fought the wall of Jericho,
他就能够来带领以色列的百姓，能够来顺服主的带领。
He can obey the Lord's guidance and to lead the Israelites.
神当时就吩咐他们在城外绕圈的时候。
God commanded them to go circle around the city.
约书亚就没有任何的难处。
Joshua did not have any difficulties with that.
约书亚当时所显出的这样一个顺服跟谦卑的这样一个品格，是在他许多年在旷野中愿意服在摩西手下来学习而得着的。
Those characters of obedience and humble that Joshua expresses under those circumstances was from all the years of learning under Moses in the wilderness.
因为我们有这样一颗一直愿意学习的心。
Because he has the heart of willing to learn all the time.
不是说我已经学够了，我已经学会了。
Not that I have obtained, I have perfected.
而是甘愿在主给我们的每一个环境，年复一年，日复一日的不断的认真的学习。
That is to learn day by day, year after year, and under every circumstances that God has given us.
约书亚的第二个学习是他有一颗愿意吃亏的心。
The second lesson that Joshua had learned was a heart willing to accept wrong.
圣经中第一次提到约书亚是以色列人百姓出埃及之后没有多久，他就是亚玛利亚人，他们来攻打以色列百姓。
The first time that Joshua was mentioned in the Bible was that not long after the Exodus, Amalek came and fought with Israel.
当时摩西就叫约书亚带人出去与亚玛利人征战。
At that time, Moses asked, commanded Joshua to go out and fight with Amalek.
我想这些以色列人可能他们是天生头一回与他们的敌人面对面的征战。
And I think that's the first time for the people of Israel to fight with their enemies.
他们以前可能跟人打过架。
Before they had some they had fought with some people.
但是呢，从来没有打过仗。
But they had never had any war against anyone.
换句话说，这些以色列人是不会打仗的一群人。
In other words, those Israelites cannot war against their enemies.
我想摩西叫约书亚来做这件事情，绝不是一件好差事。
So I don't think that's an easy thing for Joshua to fight with the Amalek.
何况约书亚那个时候只不过是一个无名的小辈而已。
Not only to say that Joshua was only was not somebody at that time.
他也没有一位很出名的父亲。
And he did not have a very famous father.
因为圣经说到约书亚只是以法莲支派嫩的儿子。
Because the Bible just said Joshua, the son of Nun from Ephraim.
甚至后来在第一次神叫以色列数点百姓的时候。
At the first time when God asked Moses to number the Israelites.
他都不是以法莲支派的族长。
He was not only the chief among.The tribe of Ephraim.
所以换句话说，他在那时都不是负责弟兄。
In other words, he wasn't even a responsible brother at that time.
他实在来说，他没有责任也没有义务要来出来与亚玛利人征战。
Truly, he did not have the responsibilities or obligated to fight with Amalek at that time.
但约书亚他有一颗不怕吃亏的心。
But Joshua had a heart willing to accept.Wrong.
他不计较自己的得失，他就起来照着摩西的话与亚玛利人征战。
He did not consider his own gain or loss. He just rose and fought with Amalek.
我们也都很都很熟悉在这一场征战。
We are familiar with this war.
因为从这个征战当中，我们看到了什么叫做山上的样式。
Because we see the pattern of the mountain through this fight.
我们都很明白征战的成败在于山上摩西的举手。
We know that the outcome of the war was depending on Moses' hand, lifted hands.
而约书亚在山下冒着生命危险打仗的时候呢，好像不太被人注意到。
When Joshua was fighting at the foot of the mountain, it seemingly nobody had noticed him.
因为不仅如此，我们也知道约书亚在山下呢经历了不少的败仗。
We know that Joshua had encountered many failures.
因为圣经说摩西何时垂手的时候，亚玛力人呢就得胜。
Because the Bible said, whenever Moses let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
最后，他好不容易用刀杀了亚玛力人的王。
At last, Joshua finally defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
我想可能当他得胜回来的时候，有人会来告诉他一件事情。
I think after he returned from the victory,
有人可能告诉约书亚说约书亚。你知不知道是那个三个人在山上把杖举起来，你才能打赢这场仗。
Some people probably told Joshua, "Do you know that only those three people? It's about them. What they were doing, that you can win this war."
好像约书亚在这里没有什么功劳。
Seems like Joshua did not have any credit here.
我们很多的时候，我们往往缺乏这一种不怕吃亏、甘愿受损失的心。
I think many oftentimes we lack this heart of willing to accept wrong.
但约书亚没有这样，他没有受伤，没有 get hurt.
But Joshua did not like that. He did not get hurt.
他反而起来呢，能够来成为摩西的帮手。
He rose and became Moses' assistant.
正是因为约书亚他有这样一个甘愿吃亏，他也吃过亏的这样一个心。
Just because Joshua had this heart of willing to accept wrong, and he did indeed was wronged.
主就在暗中报答他。
And the Lord repaid him secretly.
在这样看似他好像非常吃亏的一件事上。他学到了照着山上的样式来征战的功课。
He learned this lesson according to the pattern of the mountain through this seemingly event that he was wronged.
他学到了一个怎么叫做向上祷告的功课。
He had learned the prayed upwardly.
所以当后面他带领以色列百姓在迦南。在迦南地与亚摩利人征战的时候
，So later on when he led the Israelites to fight with Amorites，
约书亚他就起来祷告耶和华
，And Joshua stood up and rise up and pray to Jehovah。
他就说：日头啊，你要停在基遍；月亮啊，你要止在亚伦谷。
He said, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon."
圣经说到，日头在当天当中呢就停住，不急速下落；月有一日之久，在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的。
The Bible says, "So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped."Till the people had revenge upon their enemies, so the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has been no day like that before it or after it that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
如果约书亚在当时他没有一个甘心愿意吃亏的学习，他可能就不会经历到。祷告得胜的这样一个宝贵的功课。
Joshua probably would not experience this lesson of pray upwardly if he did not have the heart of willing to accept wrong.
我们是不是会觉得我们礼拜五都来查经啊？我们礼拜六早晨还来晨更啊？我们礼拜二或者礼拜三呢？我们还来教会祷告，好像是一件非常吃亏的事情。
Do you think that we were hurt because we have to come to the meeting every Friday and Thursday or Wednesday and Sunday?
我完全可以用这些时间跟精力做其他许多我要做的很多的事情。
I can do a lot of other things with this time.
我们求主给我们这样一个愿意吃亏的心来学习。
We ask that God can give us this heart of willing to accept wrong, to be hurt.
因为主会在暗中来报答我们。
Because the Lord will repay us secretly.
实在来说，这些表面上的吃亏，实在是为了让我们更多的能够来得着。
Because these things that seemingly that we have suffered loss is for us to gain.
让我们能够来更多的能够来经历它，能够来更多的得着我们的主。
It's for us to experience Him more, to gain Him more.
所以摩西不仅有一个一直愿意学习的心，一颗愿意吃亏的心。
So Joshua has a heart of willing to learn, a heart of willing to suffer loss.
而且他有一个愿意暴露自己的不足，能够来愿意接受指正的心。
He also has a heart of willing to expose his weaknesses and to accept corrections.
约书亚在旷野当中的经历被神记载下来不是很多。
In the Bible, the Bible did not record many experiences of Joshua.
在摩西五经当中提到摩书亚的次数大概只有三十次。
In the five books of Moses, only thirty times that Joshua was mentioned.
其中他说的话被记载下来的只有两次。
Among those, only twice that Joshua's word was recorded.
当我们来仔细读的时候，我们发现他唯一被记载下来两次所说的话呢，都是他说的错话。
And we, if we look at carefully, those only two times were the times when he spoke something wrong.
我们知道，我们开始读的圣经第一次是他跟摩西在西乃山上面。
We know that first time that was when he was with Moses on the Mount Sinai.
因为约书亚听见百姓呼喊的声音，就对摩西说：“这个营里面呢，好像有征战的声音。”
When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp."
但摩西说：“不是的，这个是人在歌唱的声音。”
But Moses said, "No, that's a sound of singing I hear."
这显出约书亚非常的没有经验。
That expressed that Joshua was very inexperienced.
另一次是在我们开始读的民数记当中。
Another place was in Numbers.
因为当时摩西设立了七十个长老。
At that time, Moses chose 70 elders.
因为那个七十个长老本来都应该到会幕面前，让神把降给摩西的灵呢，能够来分给他们。
Those 70 elders ought to gather before the tabernacle meeting, so the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, can come upon them.
但其中呢，有两位长老呢，他没有来到会幕的门口。
But two of them did not come to the door of the tabernacle.
所以呢，约书亚看见这件事情呢，就对摩西说，请我主摩西呢来禁止他们。
When Joshua saw that, Joshua said to Moses, "Moses, my Lord, forbid them."
结果呢，反而受到摩西的责备。
He was rebuked by Moses.
摩西跟他说，你为我的缘故亵渎人吗？
Moses said, "Are you zealous for my sake?"
从人的本性来说，我们都是愿意把我们好的一面呢，能够来表现出来。
It is our human nature that we want to show our bright side.
我们都不愿意让我们的不足、我们的短处呢，能够暴露在别人的面前。
We do not want to expose our weaknesses before people.
我们都很会隐藏我们自己。
We are all very good at hide ourselves.
因为我们都很知道一件事情。
Because we all know one thing.
多做多错，少做少错啊！ The 做呢不错。
The more you do, the more wrong you will do. But if you do less, you will make less mistakes. If you don't do anything, you won't make any mistakes.
但一个不愿意暴露自己不足的人是很难在学习当中有长进的。
But if someone who did not willing to expose his weaknesses cannot grow.
但相反，如果我们愿意显出我们的不足，我们就神就能够来帮助我们更多的认识我们的自己。
But on the contrary, if we are willing to expose our weaknesses, we
也能够更多的认识我们的
罪。We will know ourselves more, and also we will know our Lord more.
我们都很熟悉撒该的故事。
We are all familiar with the story of Zacchaeus.
撒该如果不愿意在众人面前暴露他自己身材非常的矮小。
If Zacchaeus did not want to expose that his short stature among people.
如果那天他不愿意爬到树上去看主耶稣的话
，If that day he did not climb up into the sycamore tree to see Jesus，
他就看不到主耶稣。
He won't see Jesus。
他就没有那天他所经历的。
He will not have what he had experienced that day。
圣经中有许多非常多的这样的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible。
约书亚不仅愿意暴露他自己的不足。他同时也愿意接受这样一个指正。
Not only are Joshua willing to expose his weaknesses, he also is willing to accept corrections.
其实那一次他不是为着他的自己而嫉妒人，而是呢是为着摩西的缘故。
Actually, at that time, he was not zealous for Moses' sake, but for his own sake, but for Moses' sake.
当摩西来指证他的时候呢，他能够来完全的接受。
But when Moses was correcting him, he can accept it.
他没有因为受了摩西的责备呢，而就离开摩西了。
He did not leave Moses because of his rebuke.
他还是照样服侍摩西。照样来做摩西的帮手。
He still continued to serve Moses to be Moses' assistant.
约书亚正因为有这样一颗，他愿意暴露自己不足，愿意来接受指正的这样一个心。
Just because Joshua has a heart of willing to expose his weaknesses and accept corrections.
他就学到了什么叫做失败当中经历主的得胜。
He learned how to experience the victory of the Lord in the failure.
当约书亚后来带领以色列百姓进入迦南的时候
，When Joshua led the people of Israel enter Canaan，
他来面对亚干犯罪、爱城失败的时候
，When he encountered the sin of Achan。And the failure of I.
他就知道如何回到神的面前，在耶和华约柜的面前，能够来俯下拜。
He knew to return to the Lord and to bow down before the ark of the Lord.
他愿意暴露自己的软弱，能够来接受神对他身上的对付。
He was willing to expose his weaknesses.And accept the corrections from the Lord.
他就可以从这些失败、软弱当中能够来出来，能够来带领以色列的百姓从一个得胜到另外一个得胜。
He can come out of all those failures and weaknesses to lead Israel from one victory to another.
圣经说约书亚有一个美好的灵。
The Bible says Joshua has a beautiful spirit.
他心中有神的灵在他里面。
He has the spirit of God in him.
约书亚他不仅被神来呼召，而且他愿意在神面前来学习。
Not only has Joshua was called by God, and he was willing to learn before the Lord.
他有一颗愿意学习的心。
He has a heart of learning.
他有一个愿甘心吃亏的心。
He has a heart of willing to suffer loss.
他有一个愿意暴露自己不足。接受对付的心。
He has a heart willing to expose his weaknesses and accept corrections.
这样的人，神就能够在他身上不断的来做制造的工作，做更深里面的工作。
God can work upon him, more deeply, on people like him.
能够来成为被主选上的门徒。
to be the chosen disciples of the Lord.
后来约书亚能够被神来拣选，能够来接替摩西。
Afterwards, Joshua was chosen by God to, was chosen by God after Moses.
来带领以色列人百姓离开旷野，进入迦南。
And to lead the people of Israel depart from the wilderness to enter the enter Canaan.
他能够来成为接过并来传递神见证火炬的人。
He can he became the one who received the torch of God's witnesses.
在约书亚记当中最后一章。
At the last chapter of Joshua.
在约书亚离世前，圣经记载了这样一句话。
Before Joshua died, the Bible recorded the verse like this.
圣经说到耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚。
The Bible says, Joshua, the servant of the Lord, the son of Nun.
神最终称约书亚是他的仆人。
At last, God called Joshua.The servant of the Lord.
约书亚最终能够被神能够来制作。
At last, Joshua was trained by God.
从摩西的帮手成为耶和华的仆人。
From Moses' assistant to the servant of the Lord.
约书亚最终神称他为耶和华的仆人。
Eventually, God called Joshua the servant of the Lord.
今天神把我们每一个人都放在他的 学校当中。
Today God put each one of us in His school.
让我们能够来学习基督。
So we can learn of Christ.
是为了主能够来得到一个个和他用的器皿。
In order to gain the vessels that His vessels.
神从来没有因为我们的无心混的这样一个光景而放弃我们。
God had never give up on us because of our carelessness.
他一直在等待我们能够像约书亚一样，能够来学习，能够最终神能够得到这样一个器皿。
He is waiting for us, just like Joshua, to learn to become the vessel.
能够成为一个真正的主的门徒。
To become the genuine disciples of the Lord.
因为到那一天，我们的神是何等的满足。
On that day, our God will be satisfied.
他可以来称我们是他的仆人。
God can call us His servant.
我们可能今天还不是神的仆人。
Even today, we may not be called the servant of the Lord.
但我们都愿意来自卑，能够来伏在神大能的手下。
But we are willing to humble ourselves before the hands of the Lord.
我们盼望到那一天，我们再见主面的时候。
We hope on that day when we see the face of the Lord.
我们的主能称为我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
Our Lord can call us the faithful and good servant.
称我们是他的仆人。
Call us the servant of the Lord.
主在地上最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候。
The last time the Lord went into Jerusalem.
在一个村子里呢，有一批驴驹。
There was a colt in the village.
从来没有人骑过。
On which no one has ever sat.
当门徒对那个驴驹的主人说，主要用它的时候。
When the disciples told the owner of the colt that the Lord has need of it.
他们就把这批驴驹牵到耶稣那里。
They brought the colt to Jesus.
他让耶稣呢能够来骑上。进到圣城中。
They set Jesus on him to go into Jerusalem.
我相信在那个时候，在那个地方有许多批驴驹。
I believe that at that time, in that village, there were a lot of colts.
但主知道在那里有这样一批驴驹。
But the Lord knew that there was one colt.
他好像就在那里预备着。
It was prepared.
直到那一天，他听到主要用他。
For that day, when he heard the Lord has need of it.
他可以立刻让主骑上，让主进到圣城当中，让主能够得到荣耀。
Immediately, the Lord can set upon him, go up to Jerusalem and receive glory.
今天 让我们来看到这一幅画面的时候，
When we see that picture today,
也能够来激励我们，让我们能够来答应主向着我们的呼召。
May it compel us that we can respond to His calling.
可以一直在基督里面不断的学习和长进。
So we can grow and in Jesus continually.
盼望有一天我们能够来被主所所用。
I hope that one day we can be used by the Lord.
能够来成为被主骑上的驴驹。
We can be the colt that the Lord set on.
成为被主选上的门徒。
To be the chosen disciples of the Lord.
来地上能够来成为主的见证，能够来带进主的荣耀。
To be His witnesses on the earth to bring His glory.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不仅在爱里面拯救了我们。
Not only have you saved us in love.
你也在爱中能够来呼召我们。
You have
跟从你。
You have called us to follow you in love.
你呼召我们来做你的门徒，来成为你的见证。
To call us to be your disciples, to be your witnesses.
我们求你给我们这样一个心智，来答应主向着我们这样一个呼召。
May you give us this heart, of willing to respond to your calling.
让我们都能够愿意舍己，能够来背起十字架，来跟从我们的主。
So we are all willing to deny ourselves, to take up our own cross and follow you.
让你的工作能够来完完全全的能够来成就在我们的身上。
May your work be accomplished on us completely.
让我们这里的每一个人，没有一个不答应你这样呼召的。
So that no one among us did not accept your calling.
成为紧紧跟随你的门徒。
So we can become the disciples to follow you closely.
也让我们有一天能被我们的神称为耶和华的仆人。
So that one day we can be called the servant of the Lord.
我们愿荣耀都归给爱我们的主。
May all the glory be unto you.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.